Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Ty Cline. Batting third. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike De La Haas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Altobelli. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pedro Ramos. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pedro Ramos. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cline moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cline scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin misplays the ball. That's an error on Martin. Francona moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is called out on strikes. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altobelli. Held reaches second base with a double. Francona scores. Kirkland goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Held scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Indians. Don Lee now pitching. Mike De La Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Green moves to second. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli strikes out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a pop-up towards short. Verhaal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allison moves to second. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona, who is chasing the ball. Verhaals reaches third base with a triple. Allison scores. Tuttle goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Indians. Don Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Verhaals tags and scores. One out. It's 4-3, Indians. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Green takes first base on ball 4. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Green moves to second. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Altobelli takes first base on ball 4. Green moves to third. Killebrew moves to second. Wynn Hawkins now pitching. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Held hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Power hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altobelli. Power reaches second base with a double. Mike De La Haz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haz is 0 for 1 in the game. Delahaz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Power scores. It's 8-3, Indians. When Hawkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawkins hits a fly ball, foul, down the left field line, foul. Altobelli chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Altobelli. When Hawkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawkins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Lee covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Verhals hits a line drive into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Altobelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Don Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lee hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Green takes first base on ball 4. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Green moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-0 in the game. With two walks. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green scores. Martin moves to second. It's 8-4, Indians. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Altobelli hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-2 in the game. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Snyder now playing second base. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Romano takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Romano moves to second. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. DeLahaz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altobelli. DeLahaz reaches second base with a double. Romano scores. Power moves to third. It's 9-4, Indians. Danny McDevitt now pitching. Wynn Hawkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hawkins strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 3 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Power scores. DeLahaz scores. It's 11-4, Indians. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeLahaz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal Narragón pinch hits for Danny McDevitt. Hal Narragón is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragón hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Verhals moves to second. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hawkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Narragón now catching. Gary Dodder now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Dodder covering, for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals misplays the ball. That's an error on Verhals. Romano moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals misplays the ball. That's an error on Verhals. Romano moves to third. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Altobelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Altobelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Valdivielso now playing shortstop. Mike De La Haz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haz is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. De La Haz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wynn Hawkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Hawkins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Temple hits a pop-up towards short. Valdivielso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Julio Becker pinch hits for Gary Dotter. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Lee Stang now pitching. Jake Jacobs now playing center field. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Altobelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Klein moves to second. 2 outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Romano hits a pop-up towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Narragón is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragón is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Narragón hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jake Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Held fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Jim Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeLajas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Held hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-4, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike DeLajas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLajas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. DeLajas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wynn Hawkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Hawkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-5, Indians. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Altobelli takes first base on ball 4. Dan Dabek pinch hits for Lee Stang. Dan Dabek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dabek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Hawkins covering, for the out. Altobelli moves to second. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Tuttle strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.